Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
And it was a very nice commercial, after all. But how can one enjoy an Australian autumn when it's springtime in Australia?
That's very interesting. Tell me more about this commercial.
But isn't it time to start the show?
It's a short show today.
Orrin, we are waiting.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Fursome Foursome. Let's go to our Old Testament reading with Rabbi Kuhn, who will be reading the last reading in Ezra 10, verses 1 through 44. That's the entire book.
Chapter,
right. What did I say? Book? Sorry.
Now, when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore, let us make a covenant with our God, to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We also will be with thee. Be of good courage, and do it. Then arose Ezra, and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear, that they should do according to this word, and they swear. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came thither, he did eat no bread nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 12th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street at the house of God, trembling because of this matter, and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, Ye have transgressed, and have taken strange wives, to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land, and from the strange wives. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, As thou hast said, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without. Neither is this a work of 1 day or 2, for we are many that have transgressed in these things. Let now our ruler of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our God for this matter be turned from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jehaziah, the son of Tikva, were employed about this matter. And Meshullam and Shabbatai, the Levite, helped them. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them which by their names were separated, sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. And among the sons of the priests there were found that had taken strange wives, namely, the sons of Jeshua, the son of Josedek, and his brethren, Maaseiah, and Eleazar, and Jarib, and Gedaliah. And they gave their hands that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. And of the sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebediah, and of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Jehiel, and Uzziah. And the sons of Pashur, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethaneel, Jozabed, and Elisha. Also of the Levites, Jozabed, and Shimei, and Kelaiah, the same is Kelita, and Petahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers also, Eliashib, and of the porters, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. Moreover of Israel, the sons of Parosh, Ramiah, and Josiah, and Malchiah, and Mamin, and Eleazar, and Malchijah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Eliah. And of the sons of Zattu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Jeremoth, and Zabed, and Azizah. And the sons of Papai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zebai, and Etlai. And the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Maluch, and Adiah, Jeshub, and Sheol, and Ramoth. And of the sons of Peat Moab, Edna, and Chilal, Benaiah, Messiah, Mattaniah, Bezaliel, and Binui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Harim, Eliezer, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malach, and Shemariah. And the sons of Hashem, Mattanai, Mattata, Zabed, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. And the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, and Uel, Benaiah, Bedaiah, Chelu, Vanaiah, Meramoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattanai, and Jasau, and Bani, and Bini, Shimei, and Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adiah, and Machanabdibai, and Sheshai, and Shari, Azrael, and Shelemiah, and Shemariah, and Shalom, and Amariah, and Joseph.
Rabbi! Rabbi, wake up!
Huh? What happened?
You fell asleep while reading names again.
Huh? Sorry about that. The sons of Nebo, Jael, Mattatiah, Zabed, Zabina, Jedal, and Joel, Benaiah. All these had taken strange wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. And that's it for the book of Ezra.
Thank you, Rabbi. Now let's go to our New Testament reading with Abbot Babbitt, who will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. If any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have dispute about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church. I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother goes to law against another. And this in front of unbelievers. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means that you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you are. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never! Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Thank you, Abbot. Now let's turn to Brother Caduceus, who will be reading Psalm 31, verses 9 through 18.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was the reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous.
Thank you, brother. And finally, here's today's proverb. Our proverb for today is 21:3. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.
Oh, you were right. That was a short episode.
Brothers, thoughts, comments, analyses?
It seems to be a highly localized disturbance in the space-time continuum.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, it's just you sounded so much like Captain Kirk there I couldn't resist.
You're a Star Trek fan, eh? I'm a Star Wars fan myself, but then I'm a sucker for anything by Steven Spielberg.
Spielberg didn't do Star Wars.
He didn't?
No, it was George Lucas. Spielberg did Close Encounters. Oh, well, I guess I'm not so big a fan then. This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.